Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns, present Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you husky!
Gold. Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker Puff Wheat and Quaker Puff Rice bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
There's no one that can make a better cereal than Quaker Puffed Rice. It's nice, and when you hear the shooting, you're darn tootin' that Quaker makes the ones shot from guns.
So why not start the new year off with a bang? For breakfast every morning in 53, enjoy the ones shot from guns. Yes, both Quaker Puffed Rice and Quaker Puffed Wheat are actually exploded up to 8 times normal size. These giant ready-to-serve grains of wheat and rice are puffed to perfection, bigger and better tasting. A deluxe treat with milk or cream and your favorite fruit. So tomorrow, reach for the big red and blue package of delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice. In Frozen Valley, far up the Pelly River from Selkirk, the bull moose stood head held high, surveying his domain and his followers. His powerful shoulders, the massive crown upon his proud head, conveyed the idea to those about him that he was master of all he surveyed. Then the unexpected noise sent the herd of moose running up the valley. But the leader stood his ground, bellowing his defiance and rage at the two-legged enemies who had crept toward them and pointed booming sticks that injured or killed. The wind blew from the two enemies toward the bull moose, bringing an acrid scent unlike any animals he had encountered before. One of them raised the dreaded stick, and again it boomed. Some unknown force struck his huge antlers. He stopped a moment and then charged, determined to eliminate forever the menacing two-legged beast who had invaded his valley. He saw one of the creatures turn and run up the slope. The other stood with a pointed stick, which twice more made a booming sound. In spite of a sudden stinging on the shoulder, the big bull moose thundered onward.
Help!
The two-legged creature turned, stumbled, and then fell victim to the forceful wrath of the Frozen Valley Killer. Two weeks later, the words that were to make the Frozen Valley Killer a North Country legend were spoken to the crowd in the Selkirk Cafe.
Frank and I traveled the Frozen Valley Trail. We saw a herd of moose and decided to kill a couple of them. We left our dog sled up the slope. Then we moved toward them. We didn't see the big bull moose till we were too close for comfort.
Well, tell us what happened. Did you try to bring down the bull?
Well, Frank and I both took shots at the herd. One of them dropped, and the others ran up the valley. But then we saw the bull moose standing on a knoll. Must have been 9 feet from the ground to the tip of his shoulders. And his antlers had the biggest spread of any I've ever seen.
What happened?
Well, all of a sudden, he started for us. My gun jammed. Frank fired. But the bull still kept coming. I turned and headed for the dog sled, but Frank figured he could drop the bull. Well, he didn't. That killer headed for Frank like a steam engine. And that was the end of Frank.
You mean Frank didn't even hit him?
Yeah, seems he should have stopped the bull.
Now look, as far as I'm concerned, that big bull can't be stopped by bullets.
What?
I'm sure Frank hit him. But after killing Frank, that bull moose bellowed a couple of times and turned and trotted after the herd. I went back and brought Frank to town to the coroner's. I'll never travel the Frozen Valley Trail again.
I bet you I won't either.
A few weeks later, the story of the Frozen Valley killer became widespread when a small Indian hunting party stopped at the constable's office before going on to their village. One of them acted as spokesman for the group.
We come. Tell Red Coat of evil spirit who killed Kulo.
Kulo was one of your tribe?
Kulo go with us to hunt. Him get killed. Law of Red Coat say Indians come tell when someone get killed.
Tell me what happened.
We go hunt caribou in Frozen Valley. Kulo head of others. He see herd. Him shoot.
Go on.
Then we hear angry noise. See big moose come towards Kulo. Him not run like rest of herd. Kulo shoot gun. Bull moose lift head. Give angry roar. Bullets not hurt him. Then we know him evil spirit. Kulo shoot gun. Big moose run at Kulo. Him kill Kulo. We turn. Leave fast. We go back. Bury Kulo under stones. Once more, see Big Moose. We get away. Come here, tell you.
I've heard of a bull moose in that valley. A killer.
Him so big. Antlers, uproot trees. Him taller than building. Him evil spirit. It not good go Frozen Valley.
I'll make a report of the matter to headquarters. Now, you better warn your tribesmen to stay away from Frozen Valley from now on.
Indians not go there. Evil spirit take form of bull moose. Rule Valley now.
Once again, the Frozen Valley killer became the main topic of conversation in the cafe at Selkirk.
Why, Thunder, must be something to that story after all. That valley is now to boot the Indians, and believe me, I didn't know of any white man who will risk using that valley trail.
Oh, that's right. I'll stick to the ridge trail.
So will I.
The Indians think it's an evil spirit in the form of a big bull moose. From the way they talk, you'd think he was as big as a mountain.
Must be mighty big at that.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, a white hunter who saw him kill a companion said it was the biggest bull moose he ever saw.
Well, he'll never get a chance at me. You can just count on it.
At a rear table, two men sat listening to the discussion about the Frozen Valley killer. One of them spoke in a low voice.
Hey, you know, Sam, the stories about that killer moose gives me an idea.
Yeah? What, Duke?
Well, we'll wait till there's a snowstorm with a high wind. Then we'll rob the Selkirk Bank and head for the Frozen Valley.
What? Hey, are you crazy?
No! Let's go to the hotel and I'll tell you all about it.
Come on!
In their room at the hotel, Duke told his partner, Sam, the details of his plan.
So you see, Sam, after we rob the bank, the constable will soon be on our trail.
Yeah, I know it. We haven't a chance of getting away. What's more, that Mountie, Sergeant Preston, is in town with his dog, King.
I know he is. That's why I've made my plans the way I have.
And as for riding the Frozen Valley Trail, you might as well count me out right now. I'm not hankering to be killed by that big bull moose.
I said we'd head for the Frozen Valley. But when we reach the valley entrance, we'll turn off, travel south on the other side of the ridge.
Why not start south right from here?
You just agreed we wouldn't get far.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, let me explain. We wait for a storm, so our tracks will be covered so that the dog can't pick up our scent.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll know that we've headed for the Frozen Valley Trail. But by the time they reach there, they won't be able to tell which way we went.
Go on.
Well, if they go on through the valley, I figure they'll meet that killer moose. And from what I hear, even bullets can't stop him. So maybe one or both of those Mounties will never leave Frozen Valley alive.
It was late afternoon, 2 days later, when snow began to fall and a sharp wind sprang up. Duke and Sam loaded a dog sled with supplies, then, leaving it concealed between the buildings, entered the bank.
What can I do for you, man?
So hold up.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr.
Williams. Shut up.
Give him the satchel, Sam.
Yeah, right. Here.
I'll fill that satchel with cash and hurry. If you don't,
Sure, I'll do it.
There were no customers in the bank, and realizing he couldn't signal any of the other help, the teller followed instructions. When the satchel was filled and closed, he shoved it out to Duke.
There it is.
Take it, Sam, and walk out.
Yep.
I'll wait till you clear the door, then I'll follow.
Yeah, right.
And you keep quiet, mister, or I'll plug you. Lie down on the floor. Go on.
Yeah, sure.
And don't move till we've left. Now ride the sled, Sam. I'll drive. Hurry.
Mush, you husband!
Sergeant Preston was at the constable's office when the bank teller entered.
Sergeant! Constable! Two men have just robbed the bank. I saw them heading toward Pelly's Landing as I crossed the street.
Look at that. How much do they take?
Close to $10,000 in cash.
This storm will cover their trail if they get too much of a start.
I'll get my team and sled right away. Come on, King. The sergeant and the constable harnessed the dog team as quickly as possible, then started after the crooks, whose sled marks were barely discernible.
On, King! On, you husky!
It was a short run to Pelly's Landing. But even by that time, their tracks were covered, and their scent, which King had at first picked up, was eliminated by the strong wind. Considerable time was lost while King tried to find the trail, but without success. So the two Mounties stopped at the trading post.
Oh, King! Hurry, Husky! Hold on, hold on!
Constable, ask the storekeeper if he saw two men pass here.
All right, Sergeant.
The constable entered the store and questioned the storekeeper. A few minutes later, he came out to report. How'd you find out?
Said two men driving a dog team passed here about a half an hour ago. They took the trail along the Pelly River that leads into Frozen Valley.
Huh? The crooks must have heard the story about the Frozen Valley killer.
If they did, they must think they can get by without meeting that bull moose because of the storm. But it's still some distance to the valley.
Yes. Well, we'll follow them no matter where they go. Get on the sled, Constable.
All right. I'm ready.
On, King! On, you husky!
The dim, eerie twilight of the long Yukon night fell, and the storm was still raging when Duke and Sam reached the entrance into Frozen Valley. They stopped under the shelter of some evergreens.
Ho! Ho, you huskies!
Well, we've reached the place where the trail goes through the valley, Duke. Now what do we do? We'll
go up to the ridge and turn south. And if we're followed, they'll continue on the Frozen Valley trail. But I figure they'll not get far before they meet that killer. Let's go.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Well, fellas and girls, we've rung in the new year. And now...
Yep, here I am.
Great Scott. Where did you come from?
Well, I've been here for some hours now.
Well, you're a baby. Gosh, you haven't got any clothes on. Oh, that is, hardly. I mean, except for that big ribbon you're wearing.
See what it says on it?
I sure do. It says 1953.
That's right. That's who I am.
Oh, so you're the new baby New Year.
Right. And I was just checking out.
Oh?
On New Year's resolutions. Made any?
Me, you bet. And I was about to tell all the fellas and girls about a resolution everyone ought to make.
Oh? What's that?
It's to eat a good, nourishing breakfast every morning the year round.
That's a swell idea.
And so easy to keep, too. Especially if you include big, heaping bowlfuls of swell-tasting Quaker-popped wheat or Quaker-popped rice with milk or cream and topped with fruit.
Sounds good.
Oh, it is. Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender. Yes, these king-size premium grains are actually exploded up to 8 times normal size to make them bigger and better tasting. And what's more important, too, both delicious kinds furnish added food values of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron.
You mean they're good for you?
You bet. And for variety, you can eat Quaker puffed wheat one day, Quaker puffed rice the next.
Boy, I can hardly wait. 1953 is going to see me trying.
Be sure to get crisp, fresh, delicious Quaker puffed wheat
and Quaker Popped Rice for a breakfast treat that can't be beat. Now to continue. Sergeant Preston and the constable had been delayed slightly by a broken tug line. They continued on the trail into the valley without stopping.
We'll find some place to stop a while, constable, and rest the dogs.
Good idea. Anyway, it's hard enough to see without trying to travel through the deeper night shadows of the valley. Seems to me the snow's letting up.
It is. If it stops and the wind dies, we should find the tracks of the crooks farther on.
Yeah, if that killer moose doesn't find them first.
While the storm continues, there isn't much chance of that. The herd would usually take to the shelter of the trees on the slopes.
That's right.
There's a good place to stop. We'll eat while we rest. Poking!
During the short period of rest, the snow stopped falling and the wind abated.
We're in luck, Constable. Before long, if we head up the valley trail, we ought to find the tracks of those crooks.
The chances they'll meet the bull moose are greater now.
We run the same risk. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's bad. We both have revolvers, but we have only one rifle. One here on your sled. I didn't bring mine.
Let's hope we don't run into that killer, but if we do, we'll try to be ready for him. Up front, King. Sky's clearing, so we'll have more light. Let's go, Constable.
All set.
All right, on King! On, you husky!
Later, down the valley, the herd, which had come from the shelter of the trees, moved about, nosing aside the snow to reach the mosses they instinctively knew they'd find underneath. The frozen valley killer, holding his magnificent spread of antlers aloft, took a protective position on a slight rise that overlooked his domain. His nostrils quivered, and he slowly pawed the snow-covered ground as he picked out various scents from the light-blowing breeze. Suddenly, he shook his massive head up and down and snorted. The man scent, the acrid scent that meant pointing sticks that spit fire and made booming sounds, came on the breeze from down trail. The herd, too, realized danger was approaching. They raised their heads and stood waiting, waiting for the warning bellow from their brave and fearless leader. The killer stood motionless a moment. Then he saw a movement in the distance and heard the barking of dogs. He gave the warning. Then, raising his proud head in defiance, he stood waiting to meet his hated foe. Meantime, Sergeant Preston and the constable moved along the trail toward the north, through Frozen Valley. Preston watched for the appearance of tracks which would indicate the crooks were ahead of them, but none were in evidence. As they topped a low rise, the constable pointed ahead, saying,
Sergeant, there's a herd of moose.
I wonder if that's the killer's herd.
I hope not. They should begin to run in a moment.
They will as soon as they see us or catch our scent.
That was a bull. Wait. Look, on that rise to the left ahead of us.
The Frozen Valley Killer. Ho, King. Ho, you husky. Ho.
Herd moving away.
But that bull isn't, Constable. Great Scott, look at the size of that animal.
Biggest I ever saw. Look at the spread of those antlers.
That's the killer, all right. He's wanting the herd to leave, but he doesn't move.
Man alive, what courage. He's within rifle range.
No, wait. Easy, King, easy. Constable, I'm sure that's the killer. That means the crooks haven't come this way. They wouldn't get past him without trouble.
Say, you're right. We'd better turn and leave while we can.
Look, he's coming toward us. He's taking the offensive.
If we don't start shooting now, we may not get the chance.
Have the rifle ready, but keep it hidden by the blanket, Constable. I have my revolver, if necessary. This is our showdown with the Frozen Valley Killer.
The killer ran toward the hated ones waiting on the trail. But a short distance from them, he stopped. He stood a moment, giving a bellow of defiance. And yet nothing happened. His keen eyes stared at the two-legged creatures before him. Red-covered creatures this time. And between them stood what appeared to him as a wolf with bared fangs. The killer waited for one of the enemy to point a stick. That's when he'd move in on them and show them he still ruled Frozen Valley. That he still protected his herd from their booming sticks. But neither one raised a fire stick toward him. Neither one moved. Not even the large wolf, which usually ran forward barking and snapping before slinking away out of reach of his goring antlers and stomping hooves. These two-legged beasts didn't react as usual. And the killer was curious.
Preston and the constable waited, motionless.
He's sure acting strangely, Sergeant.
Yes, he is. Seems to be curious about us.
We'd better kill him while we have the chance.
Maybe we should.
He's a killer. He's already killed two men.
Only in self-defense, Constable. I think that's the answer. The hunters always attacked with gunfire first.
Aren't we going to shoot?
No. A magnificent, courageous animal like that deserves to live. Unless he starts for us, we'll sit tight.
The killer stood with head raised, sniffing the air. Once he lowered his antlers and snorted. He glared again at the hated ones. But they neither turned to run nor move to harm him. They hadn't done harm to any of the herd. The sharp scent of fear was also missing. In its place was a pleasant scent. A scent that seemed to calm him and tell him these two-legged ones were friendly and not afraid. A soft bellow came from his throat. And then, grunting, he turned and slowly walked away toward the distant herd, feeling no fear and no longer feeling hatred. Preston and the constable watched the magnificent creature walk proudly from them without once looking back. The constable finally spoke in a voice that was a mixture of relief and awe.
Sergeant, if I hadn't seen this, I'd never believe it.
With animals, actions speak louder than words, Constable. I'm sure that bull moose realized we meant no harm.
You gave me courage to stand and face him without raising a gun.
All animals sense fear in others. They seem to have an instinctive respect for courage. I'm mighty glad the Frozen Valley bull moose will live to lead his herd to the Arctic when the thaw comes.
I'm glad we're still here to tell about it. Say, what about the two crooks?
I'm sure they didn't come along this valley trail. They would have fired at the moose. No telling what would have happened. We'll go back until we pick up their trail. Up front, King!
Duke and Sam had turned south on the ridge trail. After traveling for some time, they stopped at a deserted hunter's lodge to eat and rest, feeling that they no longer had to fear pursuit.
We'll hold up here till we're rested, Sam. And we'll take our time getting to the border with that satchel of cash.
Duke, your plan must have worked out all right. The Mounties had found our trail, they'd have been here by this time.
They most likely followed the Frozen Valley trail. And I sure hope they ran into that killer moose. But don't worry, we haven't anything to fear from the Mounties now.
When Preston and the constable reached the entrance to the valley on their return trip, Preston stopped the dog team.
Okay, hiya, Husky. Hello, hello.
Why'd you stop?
This is where they may have left the main trail.
Great Dog King moved in under the evergreens nearby while the Mounties talked. Suddenly...
All right, I'm coming, King.
What is it, Sergeant?
Tracks here under the evergreens. They must have pulled in here out of the storm. King's found their scent again.
Good.
Come on, King. We'll go along the ridge trail. Before long, we should see their tracks. The snow stopped. Let's go, boy.
Later, the tracks of Duke and Sam were clearly seen on the ridge trail. Sometime later, the two Mounties rounded a bend and saw the small hunting lodge.
Oh, King! Hurry, Husky! Ho!
There's smoke coming from the chimney, Sergeant.
What's more important is that these tracks lead to the lodge. I think we found the men we want. We'll leave the team here and try to take them by surprise. Come on.
Inside the single-room lodge, the two crooks sat before a comfortable fire in the open fireplace.
This is the life, Duke. On the way to the States with plenty of real cash. How about counting it while we're here and divvying up, Duke?
It's all right with me. Now get the satchel.
Good.
Here it is.
Hey, there's lots of cash in there.
Sure is.
Yeah, you count them out, Duke. They're tied up in bundles and the amount marked in the paper band.
Well, let's see. There's 500 for you, 500 for me. Now, here's some more.
The Mounties! Duke, they've caught up with us.
Yeah, well, let them have it.
As Duke and Sam went for their guns, the sergeant and the constable fired. Bullets from the Mounties' guns found their marks, wounding both crooks and causing them to drop their guns.
Watch them, King. Get the guns, Constable.
Right. You have no right.
The wrappings on these banknotes are stamped with the name of the Selkirk Bank. You're both under arrest in the name of the Crown for bank robbery.
Yeah, but how did you know which way we went?
Duke, you said the storm would keep them in the dark from knowing.
How do I know what steered them this way?
The storm did throw us off, as you planned. We were almost certain you took the Frozen Valley Trail, and we went that way.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah, but Duke, you said maybe they'd meet the Frozen Valley Killer.
That bull moose is no longer to be called the Frozen Valley Killer. Instead, I'm inclined to call him the Frozen Valley King. Because of him, we knew you hadn't gone through the valley, so we turned back and picked up your trail at the valley entrance.
Now, you mean you really did meet him?
We sure did. The most magnificent animal I've ever seen in the Yukon.
Yeah, I don't get it. If you fought the killer,
We didn't have to fight him. In spite of the fact that he's an animal, he seems to have respect for the rights of others. And that's more than we can say about you two.
The stories we heard about that bull moose.
From now on, you and everyone interested will hear a different story about him. When we get back to Selkirk and put you behind bars, I'll have the pleasure of telling the true story about that bull moose, the king of Frozen Valley. Constable, this case is closed.
We'll return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Well, sir, fellas and girls, this is the first day of a new year. And right here is someone who wants to say something to each and every one of you. Here is Sergeant Preston himself. And guess who is right at his heels?
Yes, fellows and girls, King's right here, too. And we want to wish you a happy new year. May the coming year be the finest, the happiest ever for you and your family. How about it, King? That's King's way of saying for the both of us, happy new year.
And Sergeant Preston, that greeting gets an encore from me, from all of us here, and from the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Yes, from all of us, a happy new year to all of you. The inspector looked up as a constable hurriedly entered Mowdy headquarters at Dawson.
Good morning, Constable. Something wrong?
Plenty, Inspector. The big dog team race starts at noon today. Pop Arnold's team was the favorite to win. But last night, someone stole his lead dog and wounded Pop.
That's bad. I'll assign Sergeant Preston to the case at once.
When Sergeant Preston and the constable set out to solve the crime and to find a way to help enter Pop's dog team in the big race, they little realized the turn of events which would bring them face to face with killer's guns. Be sure to hear this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday, and supervised by Charles D. Livingston. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday at this same time by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. The breakfast cereal shot from guns.
What a circus to eat. Muffet, 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 the round shredded wheat.
It's a circus to eat muffet, the round shredded wheat. Yes, muffet shredded wheat. M-U-F-F-E-T-S, muffet. 100% whole wheat, crisp, crunchy, golden good muffets, the round shredded wheat.
Muffets, the round shredded wheat.
This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. So long. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.